So now just ask Hazrat to say a few words also. It is a very sad day today that Ramadan has come to an end and we have to leave this garden. It's, you know, we don't appreciate what we have here. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq, we spend some time here. And today that we have to leave. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq, we spend 40 days with our Hazrat. And people saying you must be happy to go home today. You know, we don't know if we are happy or we want to stay here. Alhamdulillah, the environment here, the Hadith Sharif says that وَإِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَارِ الْجَنَّةِ, when you go past the gardens of Jannah, this is one of the gardens of Jannah. Alhamdulillah, the environment here, that we have to come 1 hour before the time of Salah to get the first serve. And the brothers with the tilawat of Quran, and the khidmat that the brothers made here, unworthy people like us, the way they treated us and they served us, we feel ashamed. That what the food, the quality of the food, that sari, there was enough for everybody at all times. Whatever you wanted, whatever suited you, you could get. We don't appreciate and we don't know what we got here. That's why the brothers come from America. For 17 hours they fly and they come to here. And we in this country, and we don't value what we have here. So Allah give us tawfiq. But then everybody don't know the value of Zafran. Those that are here, we know alhamdulillah what we got here. We should make sure that we come more often and spend more time here. Encourage other people to come. And we can see alhamdulillah the crowd for the last 10 days. What a beautiful crowd we had here. What a good environment we had here. So again, once again, on behalf of everybody that sat for itikaf, we would like to thank our Hazrat first for giving us this opportunity and for giving us this garden here. And also for the brothers that made our khidmat, Mali Mansur, Mali Musa, went out of his way. How much shafqat and unworthy people like us, how they treated us and, you know, made our stay so comfortable that if someone gives me an option that I must go 10 days to Mauritius for holiday or I must come here, I'll come here for 10 days. I'll come spend 10 days here because this is better than a holiday in Mauritius. Allah give us tawfiq to make qadar of us.
This was Maulana Ibrahim Pamji, who is one of the imams in the Marlborough Masjid and he teaches there. He's an alim, a hafiz, everything. But see how much he feels the necessity. So how much more shouldn't we also realize how important it is. And Maulana got khilafat long ago. It isn't he came here just to get khilafat or something. But see, and how he spent his time also, mashallah, all the time busy, occupied. May Allah let us also appreciate it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday, Hazrat was mentioning after the Asr Salah, the Bayan, what Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and how he began his khanqa and his majlis. For 2 years, nobody would sit with him in the khanqa. After I mentioned to Hazrat that I'd like to share with the brothers, that I remember the student in this beautiful madrasa, a beautiful garden, around 14 Hijri, 1995, 94, when we took bayt to Hazrat Lama Barakatuhum. And at that time Hazrat started the majlis, it was a Saturday after Asr. And we were young, we were still young, Nadan, and we used to have our mashwara just outside the glass doors. Hazrat would come, sit alone after Asr Salah. He would sit alone after Asr Salah, by this very member, and wait for brothers to come and join. And we were young, we used to sit in the back and think to ourselves, and making ishara and eyes to one another, should we go or don't go? If we go and sit in Hazrat Salah, should we read Salat and Salam? We don't know the Salat and Salam. A small husna, we will stutter, we don't know it. The Hazrat will say, make dua, make zikr, we don't know. We say, better we go for gashr. But Hazrat will sit here alone from Asr to Maghrib. He will read the kitab himself. He will make dua, make the zikr, and Hazrat will leave. And we used to think as young boys at that time, who will come on a Saturday afternoon? And today, my dear brothers, we can see Allah Ta'ala's fazl and shukr. People are coming from different parts of the world to come and drink from the goblet of Hazrat's muhabbat and love and quench and thirst of every person. And this is a fact that is producing people that is continuing the work. And just myself, I mentioned to Hazrat last year or 2 years ago also, that understand and believe right now, as we heard and read before, the khanqas of Thana Bawan, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Gango Sharif, This is a Tana born of the Zamana. And our Hazrat is a Tani of the time. Believe it, my dear brothers, this is the Hazrat Gongoni of the time. When Hazrat is speaking over here, these are the poor that are coming down from all our qadr. Somebody mentioned to me, he says, that tumhare Hazrat se ulama Diyoban ke rang chapak raha hai. He says, the color of ulama Diyoban is dripping from your Hazrat, from every limb of his. So believe it, we are sitting right now in Thana Bhawan. Maybe 20 years from now, 30 years from now, people will ask, you sat in the khanka of Hazrat Abdul Hamisa Fakhrul Ummah. You will say, yes, I had the opportunity. They say, you are so lucky. Look how we hear people sat by the feet of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Just today, just to conclude, I was thinking that after the Jumu'ah Salah, the young boys were sitting by Hazrat, by his feet. I remember my Nana Rahmatullah Ali, he would tell me with great amount of love, he would say, when I was 8 years old, my great-grandfather took me to Thana Bhawan. He was there, it was the Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He said, I still remember sitting in the lap of the Thani Rahmatullah Ali playing with my hair. These little boys, inshallah, they remember those days sitting by Fakhr Ummah Rahmatullah Ali at that time. Allah Ta'ala give us the hearts to understand that where we are sitting right now, and for us to open our hearts and take the Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala grant us a long life, good health, afiyah, sihat, salamat, and give us the ability to take benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in His unlimited mercies blessed us with a great gift for one month. A great gift also, a great guest also, and our guest is now leaving. This great guest, a special guest from Allah Ta'ala. Last few minutes are left. The guest is leaving. Like every guest that comes to you has got rights over you. The month of Ramadan also has got great rights over us. The first right of the month of Ramadan is that we should acquire knowledge about this month, so that we know what is this month. Otherwise, like for many people, just it came and it went. But if we have, to whatever extent, Allah Ta'ala opens upon us what the rights of the, what this month is, what a great month, what a special guest of Allah Ta'ala. The month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. The month in which all the divine scriptures were revealed. Such a great month has come to us. Month for forgiveness for us. Month for the emancipation of the fire of Jahannam. Month where our nafil becomes equal to a faraz. A month where a faraz becomes 70 farais. And the list doesn't end. Such a great gift had come. The second rite of the Quran Sharif is that we should keep the fasts of this month, which are inshallah we have done, and not only the fast, but the basic fast, but fast of every part of the body. That was also necessary. One of the rites of this month, and a very great rite of this month, is the Taraweeh at night, which alhamdulillah we did, and may Allah accept all, for every person, the whole Ummah's ibadah, to whichever level may Allah accept from everyone and make it an emancipation from the fire of Jahannam for everyone. One other major rite of this month is that we have to acquire taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah explains this whole exercise of all this was to acquire taqwa. And Allah in His full wisdom knew 30 days 29, 30 days is the perfect length and duration of this course. More than that, the bandhas will be weak, they won't manage. Less than that, they won't complete the course of taqwa. Here also, we have to see that did we acquire this taqwa? Did our level of taqwa increase? And that we won't know now. But after Maghrib, as we leave the Khanqah, then we will see. When we reach home, how we going to interact and behave with our wives, then we will see. When we'll meet our friends tomorrow on Eid's day, whether tonight Isha time, tomorrow Fajr, tomorrow during the day, then we will know how much taqwa had come. How much many of us are such family get-togethers, men and women, we should talk to one another, cousins, people who we have to have parda from. Is there even the consciousness? If we are not implementing it immediately, but even is the consciousness that I'm doing wrong? And is there a plan that I must now, how am I going to stop this haram which I'm involved in? Talking with females, etc. Even though you know lust also, no desire of any haram, but Allah has made it haram, it is haram. So have I got a plan in mind? Am I putting a plan in action? Am I hoping that soon, inshallah, I will observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala completely? So that is also one great right of this month. Another great right of this month was, these all should have been mentioned before Ramadan also. But Allah Ta'ala blessed me with it only later. And then the realization came of 12 rites of Ramadan, how much we remember now, inshallah we will discuss. One of them also is dua in this month. Allah Ta'ala particularly, there is a month that Allah says that ud'uni astajib lakum. You make dua to me, I will accept. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. When my bandas ask, where am I? Tell them I'm very close. I'm closer, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. More than your own life, your jugular vein. We are closer than your life to you. So close Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has got power over each and everything. Alimum bidhati sudur. Allah knows what is in your hearts, what your necessities are. You express the beg of Allah Ta'ala. So this was a month of dua also. It was a month of zikrullah also. And zikrullah is included the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. It's a right of this month that tilawat should have been made excessively. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala should have been made excessively. All these are the rites of this month. Besides that, this is a month also that towards the end now, especially at this last few moments that are left now, that a person is filled with anxiety, that I don't know if this month that has visited me, it's leaving, is it happy with me or is it unhappy with me? Just like if we really, sincerely, we have some guests at home, and they've stayed with us, and they are leaving. If we really love them, we are sincere. We wonder whether now they are leaving, or happily, or unhappily. Mostly, guests will say that, mashallah, you did so much for us, you went out of your way. But was that just lip service, or did you really do so much for them? Did you really go out of your way? Did you really try and please your guest? So this great, great, great honorable guest that was with us, is our guest leaving happily or is our guest feeling that these people didn't appreciate me? I came here, I stayed with them for a month, they didn't appreciate me. And what was that appreciation? All the rites of the month of Ramadan. Did they keep their fast properly? Did they spend their nights properly? Did they make their zikr? Did they make their du'as? Did they make their tilawati? All that, the month, we also judge. And what we see, mashallah, generally, the brothers in Atikaf spend their time very well. They have no real problems or no complaints or anything. But what we will make out, whether we serve the month, we looked after our guests properly. But the main thing is the guest itself. what the guest will feel sincerely. Did these people look after me nicely? Or did they not look after me? The month will return next year, inshallah. Who is living will receive the guest. But it is that when it returns, is it happy to return to us again? Or if we did this year, we fulfill the rights of this month, next year the month will return eagerly. If you go and visit by somebody and they treated you very well, received you, look after you very well, you'll be keen to go back again. But if you see they didn't treat you well, they didn't look after you nicely, then you also don't want to go back. You'll try and avoid it. So the month in itself will come, but the blessings of the month, the ruh of the month, the soul of the month, and that every person can feel also, that whether really Ramzan is with me, did my living my life like Ramadan, or is it just like a burden to me? That like a guest that comes is like a burden to us. That why did this guest have to come here? Now we have to change our program, we have to change our lifestyle, things are not normal, you don't feel happy. So it depends how we had spent. So that anxiety must be in us, whether it is accepted or not. Another very great rite of this month of Ramadan is that what we have gathered here, and what the month came for, and what the month was for, that the month is gone, finished now, end of the story. Like for example, your sheikh comes to your house, to your town, you know, you're going for bayan, you are making zikr, you are doing everything, your TV is switched off, no commentary of sports or nothing. But the minute your sheikh leaves again, there again the TV is open again. There again there isn't pardai properly again. There again you were following commentary again. So then you haven't fulfilled the rights of the sheikh. It was just a front show in front of him. But besides that, there was nothing else. So now we have to see. And the test will be now when we go home. That when we, with our families, with a major test will be with the wife. Whether we will show humbleness, or we will go and show a bossy attitude, or we will go there and we will start accusing of various things, and we will have doubts of various things, how we speak, etc. That we will see. And if we are humble and we want to make the wife happy, that with the children our attitude, with our friends our attitude, then tomorrow on Eid's day, whether we're going to fall in backbiting, whether we're going to fall in be-pardagi, not making parda from whom we have to make. And then as the days carry on, that we were making, we made, alhamdulillah, some made one khatam, some made two, some made three, four, five, some made 10 khatams, more khatams. But now is the Quran going to be put aside, or are we going to carry on reading? Whether we have made that resolution, that whole life I have to read Quran Sharif. Not a single day in my life without Quran Sharif. That I will be reading my minimum 4 or 5 pages every day. We all have made that intention, inshallah. And minimum 4 or 5 days we read our Quran Sharif. And also, like everything else we do, there is a warm-up period and there is a cooling-down period. For Ramzan also, warming-up period, a person should get ready from Rajab, Shaban. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. We should get ourselves in order. We should go in top gear preparing now for Ramadan. That person benefits fully from Ramzan. Then we came to the peak and the pinnacle in Ramzan. Just like exercise a person does, he can't just do a heavy exercise one shot. First he has to warm up. Slowly he warms up, then he does the heavy exercise. And he can't just stop immediately also. You go on a treadmill, you can't just go to a high level and then just suddenly you stop. You go for your, to check your heart, what you call it? ECG, stress ECG. We do that also, then the doctor doesn't just stop you suddenly at all. He brings it down slowly. So after Ramadan also, don't just stop suddenly. And change our pattern. 1 month we were not eating during the day. Now tomorrow on Eid's day, don't just go wild. My one auntie was visiting us from India. Allah grant all our marhumi in Jannat. Then on each day she was hardly eating. We forcing her. She says, no, that's not the way. That your stomach is, your system is not used to that. Now suddenly you just start eating, you upset everything. And what you gain, and great physical and outward benefits also in the month of Ramadan. Besides the spiritual, the physical benefits for the body also a lot of benefits. We mustn't lose it all. Just like a person who kept roza the whole day and then iftari he goes wild. All the body, bodily benefits, physical benefits he got, he destroyed them. So now keeping rosas for the 1 month, on each day we just go wild. No, all means eat. There's no problem. But now don't just go wild with everything. And the same thing is after that also. Don't just go wild. And carry on the spirit of Ramadan and gradually come back to normal. For that are the 6 rosas of Shawwal. When we kept 30 rosas in Ramadan, what is it difficult to keep another 6 rosas? Every 5th day, keep 1 rosa. You don't have to keep them consecutively also. You can spread them out in the month. And then, after that, don't finish that spirit again. Try and keep 2 rosas a week. Try and keep 3 rosas a month. From 6 to 3. And then carry on 3 rosas, the ayyami bid. So try and keep that spirit. In this way, we will see next Ramadan will come with great much more khuwa. And we'll enjoy next Ramadan even, and we'll benefit from it even much more greater. But if we drop everything, for example, you did lot business in December, but you then spend all your money. Hey, like Manana said, you went for a holiday to Mauritius, and you finished all your money there. Brought forward credit balance, brought forward 000. Now you have to start from the bottom again. But if you looked after what you had gained and brought forward, and they are in the millions, and you are carrying on again, next Ramzan it will go to 2 million, 3 million. So what we have gained, don't go and destroy it now during the year. Let it be there. Now the very, very important thing also, we all feel sad, and this is what Allah perhaps loves for us also. He mixes our sadness and our happiness. Everywhere we see this. You go to Makkah Sharif, how you enjoy your tawaf, all the ibadat of the haram, mashallah. But then you are leaving now, but you're going to Medina Sharif. You are sad and you are happy, a big mixture. Now you are sad also of leaving Makkah Sharif, and you are happy you are going to Madinatul Munawwara. As you are going, your sadness is there, which is becoming less. Your happiness is increasing. When you come to Medina Sharif, generally you forget all your sadness. Haram Sharif is so, for a while, out of your mind. Now you got Roza Mubarak, you got Masjid Nabawi, you got Haram Sharif of Medina. And the same way if you're going from Medina to Makkah. So these things are always there. When a girl gets married, she's very sad, crying, leaving her mother's house. But the other side, she's going with her husband again. There is happiness, so this Allah Ta'ala has mixed it. So here also, the sadness is there that this great, great guest of ours is going, but we must be happy also. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be happy on each day. The day you want to be, Allah wants you to be happy, don't show sadness. Be happy for that also. For whatever Allah Ta'ala blesses you, His ni'mat, we must appreciate all those ni'mat also. So yeah, the one side, the sadness is also there. What a great month. And how many of us know whether we'll get the next month or next year or not? If there is any purpose to live, it is to live for Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want to live in this world. Allahumma anta rafiq al-a'la, you are my great friend. But for Ramadan, he said, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. Oh Allah, please, let us reach Ramadan. What a great month. So we don't know, whatever. But there also, if we don't get the month of Ramadan, the meeting with Allah is much more superior. And this is all preparation for the meeting with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So we must have that... carry on with everything also, and all the joy Allah Ta'ala gives now with each day. And Allah Ta'ala is the one, everything is from Allah's side. All the delicacies tomorrow of Eid, the happiness, the smiles on the children's faces, everyone, we don't now act like a dry Sufi. That no, what Eid? Me, Ramzan, what was Ihtikaf? That's there. It's on its place. Now Makkah Sharif is going back. Now it's Medina Sharif in front. So now Allah Ta'ala is making you happy. The day of Eid, Allah is so happy on this day that Allah made it haram to keep roza. Where 30 rozas you kept, but now Allah said haram to keep roza. You made so much ibadat the whole month of Ramadan, tahajjud also, all your namazes also. Eid's day, Allah said no ishraq. Not at home also, not in the Eidgah also. Nowhere, no ishraq. Now all that, you just be happy now. And that is also an indication of Jannat. In Jannat, no namazes also. No namazes, no ibadat, free. You are, all your responsibilities are over. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala accept. Particularly, our heart goes out. Come back. Just let's see if we left out anything. The Islamic brotherhood, this one of the rights of this man is to cultivate Islamic brotherhood also. And then one of the rights is to look forward to the last Ashara also. And then to look forward to be in excitement for the night of prize giving and the night of Eid. This night also, let us not spend it in ghaflat. Let us make some ibadat also. Our Isha with Jamaat tomorrow, make, especially those who are going to be traveling, try your best to make your Isha with Jamaat tomorrow morning. You might reach home 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, but try and make Fajr with Jamaat also, so we get at least the whole night's ibadah. And those brothers who are in Atikaf particularly, and particularly those who sat for 40 days, 30 days, 10 days, and they were in that all, whichever night was Laylatul Qadr, they were in ibadah. Eh? Also those who came and made niyat, but those who were mustaqil, who were all the time in the masjid, their ibadat is so much more greater. Gee, looks like we've covered it. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept from us, and our heart really goes out for the khidmat brothers. Eh? And the time of Sehri, everyone, we know that normally as men, we get everything ready at home. Hey, some of us are so lazy, we don't get up. The wife is to come and wake us up so many times. Come, get up. It's getting late now. When we go, everything is ready for us. So these brothers who are making khidmat, they also like to have everything ready. They are also used to having everything ready. When we go for iftari home, whereas you enter the house, everything is ready. And you just have to sit and start eating now. And they also like that. But for our sake, how much they have sacrificed. There are no words to explain, no emotions, no thoughts can do justice to their sacrifices. And they do it mostly. Sometimes everyone gets worked up, but they do it with a smile on their face. And they are looking forward, and I don't know how to thank them, only Allah can reward them. And particularly, our Haji Suleiman Kaka, sorry Kaka who we call, now he's not active anymore, he's old, he's sickly. But from when he was young, sometimes I just got a thought in my mind, we have to keep a jalsa, or jalsa is coming. Just the thought is in my mind and is there, Maulana, khidmat, we're going to prepare everything. And right through his life, and still he has that eagerness to be part. But now he's very old now, he's sickly also, make dua for all, inshallah. So all our khidmat brothers, Allah reward them from top to bottom, the cooks, the workers, those who have been paid also the workers. But they also, all this, ready everything to have the dishes washed again, to have the dasturkhan cleaned again, to have everything ready all the time. And then not for 1 day, 2 days, continuously, for 30, 40 days, for the last 10 days, how much? And those brothers who contributed in cash and in kind, make dua for them also. We found everything, and really, the meals prepared very well, all the extras also. There's somebody, the woman folk who are making all the savories and everything, may Allah reward everyone. And we can't forget, the whole object of all this are you people, you who came for itikaf. If nobody comes here, who's going to make khidmat? No khidmat, no bayans, no nothing. And all our brothers who did the bayans, who did the kitabs, may Allah reward them also. One time, everywhere, And what little bit that we try and be on their toes, we keep them on their toes. So they have to prepare properly. They worried also that Maulana, I don't know what he's now in his mind and what he's going to say next now. So they also have to be careful all the time. But this is all very, very important and very necessary. Without children in a madrasa, there is no madrasa. The building is not the madrasa, the ustads are not the madrasa, all the facilities are not the madrasa. Without the mu'takifin, there is no etiquette. It's you people who come, and you people, and all the barakat, like this year, mashallah, one brother saw a dream that the masjid is, all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam came in our masjid. About 10 years ago, one brother saw that Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi came to our masjid here. And many other dreams also, with regard to the etikaf, etc. One brother came to me, he said that last night, when we just said, we just started making the bayat, he says there was just noor that had come, a lightning had flashed. We will do it outwardly, scientific lightning flash noor, but this is from Allah's side. As we stepped out, we saw the ground is wet, the paving. A light drizzle, which is rahmat from Allah Ta'ala, sign of acceptance, divine signs of acceptance. We are muhtaj of Allah's rahmat, and we take any small thing as a good sign, and we hope from Allah that He will shower us with His great, great mercies. So may Allah accept from each and every person. And many brothers, like Maulana Yusuf, had in his heart something to say. Maulana Ibrahim had something in his heart to say. I'm sure everyone has got. Say to Allah Ta'ala. And make dua for all those who took part, all who made khidmat, and especially those families that have come. Quite a few families, the man came, the woman folk came, and for a woman to change a house is not easy. She wants her own house. And a woman doesn't like to go and stay in somebody else's house. When stay in a hotel, alright, it's nobody's place. But to go and stay in somebody's house, they feel very awkward. But they also stayed, and mashallah, the reports we're getting, they're very happy and they benefited also tremendously. Allah reward them. Those who came with the whole family, small, small children also. May Allah reward everyone. And inshallah, who's coming back next year? Inshallah. For how many days? 10 days? 40 days? Who's coming for 40 days inshallah? They make niyat for 40 days inshallah. Allah make it easy for all of us inshallah. We'll make dua now. Anything else? Read Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا اللهم أنت ربنا اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك، اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. O Allah, accept this great, great, great month which you had sent to us. O Allah, what a great gift, what a great guest. O Allah, we confess from the bottom of our hearts, we could not fulfill the rights of this great guest and this great gift of yours. O Allah, because of our weakness, because of our insincerity, O Allah, because of us being so ambitious in dunya, O Allah, because of us having pride, O Allah, because of us wanting name and fame, please, O Allah, please, O Allah, please, O Allah, don't deprive us of the blessings of this great month. O Allah, we could not fulfill the rights in the least, but, O Allah, let the month of Ramadan be pleased with us. O Allah, as you are so gracious and so magnanimous, O Allah, such are all your gifts also. We could not fulfill any one right in the least, but of this month. We in fact had done wrong to the rights of this month. But you forgive us, O Allah, let this month leave us in such a way that the month is happy with us. O Allah, that it overlooks all our shortcomings and comes back to us over and over and over again and again and again. O Allah, bring all the blessings of Ramadan with it. O Allah, bless us with the blessings of Quran and the beautiful Taraweeh, O Allah, and the beautiful Quran and the beautiful Zikr, O Allah, and the beautiful Du'as, O Allah, and the beautiful programs for our Islah, O Allah. Grant us our Islah. O Allah, grant each and every one our full and complete Islah. And O Allah, grant us connection with you, O Allah. Grant us your love, O Allah. Grant us a living connection with you. O Allah, the greatest gift when we have got you. Kullana waj'alna laka. Kullana waj'alna laka. O Allah, you be ours, make us yours, O Allah. Accept us all in every way, O Allah. Accept us all in every way, O Allah. O Allah, those brothers that made khidmat in whichever way, the young children, O Allah, the youngsters, the old people, O Allah, and reward everyone, O Allah, those who looked after our guests, those who were living in the flats and in the houses, our Haji Farooq sahab, Robert and all his family, everyone who went out of their way. O Allah, our Maulana Mansoor sahab, O Allah, all our friends who did so much to make the guests, to receive the guests at the airport, to make sure they get back on time, O Allah, to see to their needs, O Allah. Sometimes they tolerate lot of impatience also, but O Allah, they tolerate all, accept and reward them, O Allah. O Allah, accept our guests, O Allah. O Allah, who have come from far and wide, from the cross-section of society, O Allah. O Allah, man came, old man came. Haji Sheikh Mukhtar, what an old man. How many people from where and where in the world have come, O Allah. Women have come, children have come, youngsters have come, O Allah. People who are busy in their dunya, people who cannot spare a minute normally, but they gave time and they came. Reward each and everyone. Accept, O Allah, the i'tikaf in the khankas of the world, O Allah. Every masjid where i'tikaf took place, where there were khankas running, accept all of them, O Allah. Bless us all with complete Islah, with your ibadat, with your marifat, your muhabbat, your nismat, O Allah. O Allah, accept the people of Azad, O Allah, who gave their houses, O Allah. those who made so much of khidmat of all the mu'takifin, O Allah, mu'takifin here and the mu'takifin of Jami Masjid, O Allah, reward them all for all the khidmat and the services, O Allah. O Allah, let us become appreciative of all your favors, O Allah. Let us learn to make shukr, O Allah. Save us from complaining, O Allah. Teach us to make shukr for your ni'mats, O Allah. O Allah, let us always give us the right, the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the guest. And we treat them also in a way that they are happy, O Allah. And especially the great guest of Ramadan, O Allah. O Allah, accept the ibadat of all our friends, O Allah. Their tahajjud, O Allah. Their tilawat, O Allah. Their zikr, O Allah. O Allah, all the satis and the ulama who did all the programs, except from them, also, O Allah. O Allah, everyone does, and they get no recompense materially, and they only in ajriya illa Allah, that the reward is from Allah. O Allah, you give them their reward fully, O Allah. Bless them with beautiful families and children, O Allah. And that deen is in our houses, O Allah. The ilm deen, knowledge of deen is in our children, O Allah. O Allah, make us and our children, let them become alims and hafiz, qaris and muftis. O Allah, let them serve the deen throughout the four corners of the world, O Allah. O Allah, you are being so kind. You are accepting the ulama of South Africa for various parts of the world. O Allah, increase this, O Allah. Everywhere in the country, out of the country where there is a need, O Allah, let us be ready to serve the needs, O Allah. O Allah, accept the Darul Uloom forever till close to Qiyamah, O Allah. Whatever obstacles they come, where at the moment the visa problem, remove it, O Allah. Make it easy for the students to come, O Allah. Make everything easy, O Allah. Those brothers who are donating to the Darul Uloom, O Allah, reward them. You made it such that the Darul Uloom is 12 months of the year alive. During the academic year, the students are here. There is all the vibrant atmosphere of learning and teaching. Then Ramadan is normally a quiet, lull period. But you made this i'tikaf, you blessed us with. And you made it so vibrant also. From where and where brothers come, with what happiness and shock they come. And oh Allah, you made the Darul Uloom alive. When the school-going HIF students are on holiday, the alim students are busy learning. When they are on holiday, the school going, if students are learning, O Allah, those who are contributing to the Darul Uloom, every cent of them, you are spending it so much, and it's becoming so valuable, except from everyone. Those who donated to the Khanqa, O Allah, who opened their hearts and made our task, we didn't have to go and make any collection, we didn't have to ask anyone. Those who see to the expenses of our jalsas, O Allah, reward each one, O Allah. Make our money become valuable by turning it into the currency of the akhirat, O Allah. By turning it into the currency of jannat, O Allah. Don't deprive us and our currency remains behind in this world. Let it follow us and let it be go ahead of us and be waiting for us in the qabr and in jannat, O Allah. O Allah, those of us who are ill, grant them good health, O Allah. Those who have problems, remove the problems. Those who are hungry, feed them, O Allah. Those who are naked, haven't got clothes, clothe them, O Allah. Whoever hasn't got his own house, grant him his own house, O Allah. Who is out of a job, who is out of income, you see to their needs, O Allah. O Allah, who have got any problem, remove the problem, O Allah. O Allah, help the Muslims of Iraq and Syria. Help the Muslims of Palestine and Pakistan. Help the Muslims of the world, O Allah. O Allah, we cannot imagine what they are going through. We got our sehris and our iftaris, O Allah. What menus haven't we got? And what's their condition? O Allah, help them. O Allah, look after Haramain Sharifain, O Allah. Look after Baytul Muqaddas, O Allah. Look after the people of the Harams, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, protect us all, O Allah. Protect our deen, O Allah. Protect our dunya, O Allah. Protect our akhirat. We safeguard our akhirat. We place our deen, dunya and akhirat in your amanat, O Allah. You accept it in your amanat, O Allah. Grant us all husn-e-khatima on iman-e-kamil. that maqbool tawbatan nasuha just before maut, oh Allah, whichever laws there are of any governments in the world which are against mankind, which are against Islam, remove those laws, oh Allah. The laws of gay marriages and same-sex marriages, oh Allah. The law banning parda, oh Allah. The laws banning beard, oh Allah. Where the governments are banning Islamic environment and Islamic attire, remove these laws, oh Allah. Make it possible and easy to practice Islam in the whole world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant Islam and Muslims superiority and control, oh, in the whole world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept from each one whatever our du'as are in our hearts, oh Allah. For our personal needs, our dunya's needs, our deeni needs, our akhirat's needs, oh Allah, bless us all with all that. You know what is in our hearts, oh Allah. You know our needs more better than what we know. Oh Allah, you grant our needs from the ghaib, oh Allah, and grant it with izzat and afiyat. Let us not become beggars, and let us not humiliate ourselves in front of anyone. You give it with izzat and honor, oh Allah. Fulfill all our needs. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. What has been asked, granted. What we forgot and we did not ask, and you know it's our need, granted, O Allah. What we seek protection from us, from grant us its protection, O Allah. From what we did not ask, O Allah, and you know we need protection from it, you grant us that protection. O Allah, our Maulana Zakaria sahab, who is so ill, that how he sacrifices and comes, you in your Qudrat Kamila grant him Shifa. O Allah, by the barakat of this last majlis and last few moments, grant him and grant all ill people who are, no matter how ill they are, you, it's in your hands. For you it is not even kun, O Allah, you grant it. Shifa, O Allah. You grant our needs, O Allah. You make us happy, O Allah. Keep us happy. And let us be always see our children's happy, O Allah. Indeed, dunya and akhirah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We should engage in dua now. Those brothers who are leaving after Maghrib can come now and make salam. Those who wish to make salam and who are leaving can come. Others brothers can sit and make dua inshallah.